My bitch is about to go live, y'all. What's up? I can cut this off again. Okay, my bitch is about to go get something. Please don't slip and die. This would have been the second time. While she's doing that, what's up, y'all? It's the Amirba Show coming to you live from the bar complex here in Lexington. Anthony just pulled the hell up. What's up? If you would like, you can dig into that suitcase. That's my slut case. I know that's kind of gross. I'm sorry. But you got to dig in there. This doesn't work. All right,
I'm back.
And she's back. I need you to dig in there. And get that microphone. This one sounded weird in my headphones, so yeah. So while Anthony gets that, I'm going to go ahead and get us started by shouting out my collaborators slash partners. I want to give a shout out to Carmen Mitchell. We are getting together our revamp segment. I'm so very excited for that shit. We'll let you know whatever the hell we call the segment, because we just don't know yet. But we just dropped our first, so make sure y'all go listen to that. I want to give a shout out to Donna Story, my waist bead plug. We are trying to get some content together. I'm trying to get her on the show. So stay tuned for that when we get that going. Make sure you also reach out to her and get some waist beads at A Natural Hair Story, Story. Shout out to Nene at Night. We're going to have our first episode soon of Wet Wednesday. You know I'm saying, every middle of the month, because we like it in the middle, sometimes in the back. We like it in the back too.
Y'all nasty.
So shout out to Nene at Night. We have our new collaboration. Soon we're going to have our episode with Bree Renee, because we're going to have our comeback with Healing AF.
Amen.
I'm excited with that. We talk everything spirituality and astrology, and she's pretty much teaching my ass. So look for that episode next week. I want to give a shout out to DJ Samosa, the official DJ of the Amira Show, who is responsible for our twerk time, which we actually will have a twerk time tonight. That's bow, 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 bow. You know what I'm saying? And it's an old one. It's a throwback. You feel me?
What type of throwback? Like old songs, or just like a throwback from what was on the radio last week?
It was a throwback. It's a throwback from like last year.
Oh, okay. So it was a throwback. So okay, it's all the sad music. Okay.
All the sad twerking.
Hey, you're going to be just twerking just slowly. Just
slow twerk.
Yeah, just a little twerk.
That's weird. It's just like a grind.
It is, actually. You're nastiest.
Shout out to Fem Drip. Soon we're going to get content together. That's made from my besties, Jazzy and Shanti. I love y'all so much. Make sure y'all go follow them, fem.drip on Instagram. They're about to get rebooted and get their stuff going as well. I cannot wait. And then I would like to give my bitch right here a shout out. The Cuban Barbie Heaven, hallelujah, with Liquid Obsession. This is our reunited night. Yes. And I am so excited to bring back Liquid
Obsession.
Anthony.
Anthony just paused. He's like,
we're going to do it again.
What?
Liquid
Obsession.
That was beautiful. Ew, that last bit of like, you know, it was great.
I am currently live on my profile. Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody. Content here.
Tell them
what's up. What's popping?
So, with that being said, Heaven, reintroduce yourself to the people, because it's been a hot
minute. It's been a hot minute.
Your
girl.
Episode was probably the last actual episode I did before last year before I was like,
break. Before the world went down the drain.
I was like, I can't. Like, I need to. I just can't. So, introduce the people who you are, you know what I'm saying?
I am the Cuban Barbie of Lexington now. I moved over from Louisville to Lexington. Yeah. I perform every weekend here at the bar complex, so come see us. I work Thursday, Friday, Saturdays at 9 p.m. sharp. We do have bingo on Fridays hosted by the beautiful Natalia Nicole Jolie. Bingo starts at 6, and we have it's no cover to get in for that, and there's a bunch of door prizes that you can win during bingo, and then we have two rounds of trivia. Trivia's They're very random, but again, Thank you for tuning in so far. Let's start getting into a little bit of tea of the past time since we last reacquainted ourselves.
I feel like it's so much tea, and there's I need so a much whole tea, and I
got,
ketchup.
And I got two special stories that, why do I always got some good-ass stories in the sense of, because, like, shit that just happens
because
to
you're fucking crazy, and I absolutely love it, and you are a risk-taker, and that's where you get the best story. You know, what the hell are you going to tell your grandkids?
Honey,
shit?
I'm the type of bitch that will smash up some Benadryl and snort it just to say that I snorted something in my life.
Bitch. I feel like you did it now. That was just very specific. Look at this bitch.
So last night, that's why I went to bed so early. No, just kidding.
Benadryl straight to the head. Yeah.
The only thing I snort is air. And a pack of cigarettes every once in a while.
Don't be snorting that shit. Beat your ass. Hail to the no. Okay, listen. I need to know.
Yeah. What?
Okay. Disclaimer. I'm fucking changing out my headphones. But I need to know.
Movement.
I need to know your first story.
Okay. So the first story of the legacy.
I need to know the bullshit.
Which one was the one that I decided to go with? Because I have two that I really want to talk about.
You did. There was one where you wanted to chat about. You just fucking told me. Like, you gave me the disclaimer. But you said that was a teaser.
Okay. Here's a quick question for the audience.
The
So I really want to know. Have you ever asked somebody where you're allergic to, if they were allergic to something? So like you're trying to get to know this really cute guy that you like and you have a crush on him. But have you ever thought about asking the minimal question, are you allergic to anything? That does include bullshit. That does include seafood. And I texted this to this guy, and girl, where's my phone? Oh, never mind. I'm online.
You're on the phone.
So I asked the guy, and I was like, "Are you allergic to anything?" And I pondered. I was high as fuck, mind you. This. I pondered on it for like a good 15 minutes, and I said, "This dude gonna think I'm crazy."
I mean, if you think about it, that's a very thoughtful. Yeah. Legitimate question, right?
Would you be okay with somebody asking you that if you were trying to date them? Like, well, are you allergic to anything? Because I love to cook. That's what I told him. I was like, I love
but
to
cook.
But
that's what I said. I'd actually do that shit. I'd be like, do you have any food allergies before we go? Like,
right.
So I do shit like that. So
yeah, because me and him are going to meet up for dinner. So, like,
yeah, that's,
I'm excited.
That's legit.
You know?
Yeah.
I've never been asked that.
Well, of course, bitch. You got a hoe husband next to you, girl. She got a hoe husband. Your husband just says, come to the kitchen, let's cook something.
Listen, that's the best way. And that's how you learn if I got allergies or not.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
I mean,
well, I feel like that's
is.
How we
no, it is.
Holding,
it is,
so.
But
it
it's not.
It is because what if he's about to put garlic in and you're like, no!
Yeah, basically.
But when it comes to garlic, I'm like,
yeah. I was like, but.
Yeah, put it all
time,
in there.
Honey, I remember the time we went to that pizza place down on 4th Street and we were hot and we ate pizza. Honey, we was hungry, girl.
That shit was
when
so
I tell
good
you,
for
I
no
saw
reason.
Jonathan and I said, oh, bitch, I'm hungry.
That shit was so fire.
And like, then remember that lady who was like, oh, you're part of our team. Here's a free slice. Free slice it
free
is.
Free slice, thank you.
Oh, honey.
Absolutely.
So this is a
that.
Cute little backstory. We went to this, what was it, pizza
this
something?
This was like our first time now. One of our first nights
pizza
out.
Bar,
we
pizza
went
bar.
To titty,
pizza
we
bar.
We went to Titty
on 4th
Tuesdays on, off of 4th Street.
That was dope.
And it was dope as fuck. We saw the girls. We saw the show. And we obviously tipped the girls. Duh. Like, we work for dollars and hollers.
We go around and we tip.
Okay. So then we decided to go to this pizza place afterwards, and we go in. There's a line. This was before COVID.
Right.
And it was cold.
Remember lines?
This was at the end of 2019.
Yeah, it was cold.
It was like technically.
Honey, it was no, bitch, it was cold. Yeah. It was cold. So we're in there, and we're just in our little group. You know, it was me. It was Amira, her husband, Anthony. We had... who was it? Jonathan.
Yeah.
Was
it Shanti or Jasmine?
Jasmine.
No, Jasmine was.
Okay.
Shanti
okay.
Too, no?
And then I went to the bathroom. It was before I started really like transitioning.
Gotcha.
Right.
And I went to the bathroom and there was this really cute guy. And I was like, oh.
Ooh, la la.
So I was like, let me get out of here before I get catch a case or something. So we're standing there in a group in the line and this white lady just walks up, like basic haircut and everything. Like the you know she has at least two kids at home with a good old Honda Odyssey from two, like the brand new
basically,
one that just came out with
the
little
new
vacuum
is,
inside
new
of
one
it.
Is fire. Oh, like, no. It looks nice.
She walks up and she
all
says,
all soccer moms reunite.
Shut up.
She says, hey guys, how are you? So we start talking to them. And then out of nowhere, she brings out these little slips of papers, and I'm just like, what's this, girl?
What the fuck
she's
is
like,
this?
Like, oh, you got to forget, we having a birthday party. You get a free slice of pizza. And I said,
Yes.
Can I get that free slice of pizza right now? And can I get a Coke? And then Jonathan got the pizza plus another slice. And I did too, honey. Right. I'm fat.
That pizza was
food.
Fire, though. It was good.
It was the size of my head, but it was good.
Right. Absolutely.
It was so good. Tell me why we fucked up when we got two extra slices, though. Remember? Natalia scared the shit out of us.
I do remember that.
So remember?
This bitch.
Because it was all just.
Oh, hey, ladies and look.
Natalia's
and gentlemen,
in the goddamn house.
My little friend. She's my roommate and my best friend. Natalia Nicole Jolie. Hey. Say hi.
Hey.
What
So she's about to give head to my microphone.
Honey,
I love it.
She's about to deep throat that. Honey, she's going to sound like a river. Just go.
I gulping up the whole river.
Honey.
The microphone.
But I do remember that. We got extra pizza on
accident.
Yeah, because
he was the guy got confused. And he's like, so who's this? Who's that? We got an extra piece, slice of pizza each,
that,
basically. We was fat, girl.
We was big.
Was honey, and we were like, can we get more
And we had beer
cheese
on top of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we got great. I got drunk.
It was great.
Honey, and then we had to walk to our cars.
Freezing.
Oh, honey, that was a nightmare.
That
and I decided to wear shorts.
Oh,
remember?
I kind of remember that, too. It was like, damn.
Yeah,
I wore shorts.
You wore shorts. You had no coat. Jonathan kind of did the same. And I just
but
was
I was
like,
in full mug, remember?
Yes.
With my blonde wig.
Yes.
He was like, what the fuck's wrong with y'all? I remember that. Kind of
I was like, what is going on? But you're like, I'm warm.
It's
fun.
Show. We just got done doing the show at that
right,
bar.
Right, at Metabar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Metabar, oh my God.
Honey.
Oh, honey. Metabar. Humble beginnings. Actually,
we still fuck with them.
Right. So we were done there. We walked down, saw Titty Tuesdays, then walked down and got pizza. This was like midnight almost.
And then
two
also,
in the morning.
The same time, they had that GalaxyCon or whatever going on. So we saw
Comic Con. It had like a Comic Con. No.
Yeah, yeah.
GalaxyCon?
Yeah, I think it was called GalaxyCon.
And then we took pictures with Storm
and
Rogue.
Yeah. Mystique.
Mystique. Oh, who took the picture with Mario and Luigi outside?
With me.
It was you. I have it on my phone.
That was you.
I don't fucking remember. I was probably lit at this point.
We were lit. Because remember we went to TGIF right there. And
right.
They were,
and that's where we saw them.
Yeah. We were waiting to sit down.
I remember being fangirls for that shit.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
I remember.
Oh my God, give us a picture.
Girl, it was
now.
Stunning.
Give us a picture now.
But yeah, we had fun that night.
That was cute.
That was fun. Yeah.
That was maybe that was our first outing, maybe our second actual recording, maybe. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
But back to the story.
Okay, continue your story, bitch.
Back to the story. So I texted him that, and I was shook. So I responded with, I'm not trying to sound like a weirdo. I'm sorry if that was a weird question. And then I did ... laughing face. Why is life so cruel?
Oh my God.
I really was like, damn, I just literally told this man that I'm weird.
This.
And then he wrote back the most funniest thing ever. He says, allergic? Nah, I'm just allergic to some medicine.
He said
and
medicine
like,
and was like peanut butter, right?
And he didn't like peanut butter. And then I text him back and I was like, oh, okay, that's good to know. And he's like, why? Are you trying to poison me? And I said, no. With kisses. And he's like, do you have the anti-serum? And I was like, yes, this is the plan. So first we feast.
Yes.
The anti-serum is in there. Then I kiss you. We both die. Then boom, we're back to life.
You both die.
And he said... Yeah, so we eat first with the serum. So we eat first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then we kiss.
Okay.
Because my lips are the poison.
Right.
He dies. Hashtag clear. Hashtag clear. You know?
Got you. Oh, you
die, die,
back.
Die.
Yeah.
And then boom, we're alive.
Okay.
Yes.
What a fucking
that was a long ass
story.
Remind you this. I was high as fuck.
So that interaction probably took forever in your head.
It did.
He
I was
like,
bitch,
girl, we here forever.
For me to, like, try and, like, remember what the what I was saying or what I was doing.
I need to get off Instagram.
So then, he replies with,
you're on live, so I'm going live.
Okay, on your Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
There. It's not official video, but it'll have to do.
Right,
oh, wait.
It's not official, but it's right then and there.
It's not going to fucking work because I'm using my hotspot because you have to pay. No shade to the bar complex.
You have
to pay for the fucking Wi-Fi.
What's up, girl?
Can you reach in my baggy bag and grab my
GoPro? What happened to your little hotspot that you...
Huh?
What happened to that little hotspot that you had? Remember you had like a little thing that...
Oh, my camera? It was a camera.
Oh!
It's here. I just didn't pull it out because...
Honey,
so my bitch...
pluck my feathers and call me a chicken. Shit.
I was like, bitch, you want to be on camera? You good for that? Because
no.
I saw that my bitch had on the motherfucking
bonnet.
And she said no.
My hair is super long.
Ooh, are you taking like pills and shit?
So I'm taking just estrogen and I'm also taking spironolactone.
Spironolactone. Can you teach me?
It's an antidiuretic.
Diuretic?
Yeah.
Is that a water pill?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like, girl, it makes me pee. Honey, I love water.
What does that do for your hair?
Nothing. It stops the testosterone. It's a testosterone blocker, basically.
What?
Yeah, so they use that. So then...
I'm learning so much. What the fuck? Wait a minute. So it stops the testosterone.
Yeah.
And then what if like bitches who are not transitioning use it? I mean, what if just people are just using
it?
Well,
women...
Because we have a percentage of testosterone, right?
Yes, of course. That's why women get that upper lip hair.
Right.
You know, and
I just plucked
hair.
A few this morning. Come here, whiskers.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay. She plucked them.
I
shaved
them.
So, women naturally make estrogen.
Right.
Males make estrogen as well, but just a low dosage.
Right.
That's why some men have really nice eyebrows.
My bitch, a
skin.
Whole nurse out here.
Not really, but almost.
Almost a home nurse.
Right. Almost there. I just got another year to go.
Nice.
And then we use spironolactone to suppress the testosterone. So that way, like, my beard is getting very, blotchy. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Not hair everywhere.
Got you.
But I still shave it every time. You know what I mean? And I always try to like keep a smooth face for makeup and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then like the medicine is also like the estrogen is like my boobs are growing. Like they hurt, bitch. They hurt. Like
I'm so sorry.
They hurt. And then
them titty, the little
yeah,
titty
hurt,
tender. Tender
numb,
titty.
They're
like
so sensitive.
I hate that shit.
Girl.
I'm doing
I'll wake
the
up,
same
I woke
shit.
Up this morning I said, ooh, it's cold outside. Like I said, ooh,
it was texting you.
It
was sending you the weather.
I'm like, mean girl, 100% chance it's already snowed outside.
That's funny.
There's probably like 20 layers of fucking ice on my car right now.
And your titties were right. Your titties
they
are
were.
Never wrong.
Right,
girl,
I'm like,
snowed in. How'd you guys do throughout the storm? So recently we just had a snowstorm that come through. I heard that Texas is not well.
Because they
no.
don't know
like,
yet.
Sis, they are not okay.
I called my dad yesterday. So I called my people out there to check on him, but people are, they have lost power. On top of it, icing over and hotels are full. Some of my friends had to go get Airbnbs, no power, no heat, all that stuff. Like my grandparents, they had to, the most they can do with their heat is like 70 degrees, but they're like, that's okay because we'll bundle up. My dad is saying that like, their governor is pissed off. Like, we don't have one shovel in Texas.
You said one.
Girl, let me
and
tell you.
He's trying to fire everyone because he's mad.
So I was looking for salt. I went to Walmart the other day and I was looking for salt and I could not find it.
Oh, damn.
So guess what the fuck I did?
You did not use table salt.
I did.
Morton's sea salt.
I don't know if it worked or not because I just
where'd you put it on your sidewalk?
So here's a quick story. So me and my roommate are walking out the house to the back, and there's 1, 2, 3 steps, but the bottom step is covered in ice and snow.
Uh-huh.
So there's basically 2 steps and then the step to get into the house.
Gotcha.
I decided to leave through the back, and it wasn't clean, and I said, oh, I think it'll be fine. I just have to put my foot firmly. The only thing firm was my ass against the floor. When I tell yes, honey, I put one foot, and then randomly I went to go put my right foot down, and I just slipped. In 1 minute, I don't know how the fuck it happened, but I just know 1 minute I'm looking at the ground, the next minute I'm looking at the sky, and I'm just laying there like, why is life so cruel?
So cruel. That's your little fucking catchphrase.
Like,
off.
I felt it though. Oh, like, I felt it in my back, and I feel it now on my sides. Like my muscles are kind of sore from falling. So, honey, I was
you got
like
to
a
do better.
I swear to God, honey, I was in pain. I cried for a minute. I'm not going to joke. No. I curled up a little bit while my roommate stood there. Fetal and position. Laughed.
I probably would have been your roommate. Who was it? Natalia laughing at your ass?
Natalia was cracking up. She's right like, there with her. Girl, I would have helped you, but I was laughing, girl.
I would have felt too laughing. Funny because
I wasn't in pain. Right. It wasn't even painful. It was just, it was my dignity was pain. Like, I was
right.
crying.
Dignity and this ground is cold as fuck, time. So I'm also froze at the same time.
Girl, it was hilarious.
Hell no.
I never thought Judy could take a tumble, girl.
Listen.
Honey, I felt like Rasputia going down that slide. Girl, I really did. Honey, all I heard was crack, pop. And I'm like, and then I'm on the ground and I'm just like, oh shit.
You're like, what happened?
I don't think AARP covers this.
Stop. My bitch a whole grandma.
I don't think. A grandma.
Honey. I came in like a wrecking ball type of shit, girl. And then let me tell you this.
What?
I ran out of windshield wiper fluid.
Oh, wait.
Out of my car.
No fluid, period. What are you doing?
Not even a spit.
Not even spit. Not even a loogie.
My front windshields look disgusting.
Ashy.
It looks like a bathhouse party.
You still ain't put no shit in there?
No,
does it
I
look
not.
Like? Does it look like the foam? You know where like gay bars, they throw the foam parties all the time, and at some point of the night,
if you put it on glass, corners, let it
start to turn a color.
Yes.
I hate home parties. I've only been to one because I was just looking at the.
And then
they go. They usually have them after like Pride, so everyone's out there already funky as fuck, sweating and shit.
They had a foam party at Play, but I didn't get in there because it was weird.
Right from the festival,
I didn't like it.
In that foam, and I'm like, bitch, I'm not about to catch none of that shit.
Don't get me wrong, I love seeing people have fun in phone parties, but yeah. I can't do it. Like, it's just,
I will support
it's traumatizing.
You from the outside.
I will support from this
you're
side.
Swimming in dirty cum.
Honey, I could just hear those. I can just hear it under the shoes.
You're right,
and shit.
I was like, yeah.
Ooh, no.
I
girl.
See people hunching and all over each other, and I'm just like,
girl, those are some good old fond memories from back in the day.
I did get in a foam party once, but we were strategic with it. There were some spots where there was no foam for a second. We stood there like,
We not.
Yeah.
We participated.
We're here.
And so it started to come over. We moved over to it.
I'm on sidelines. We here.
Y'all not getting me with that shit.
What you said, girl. I'm not scared. So you know how Play has like the little, where like the little parking lot is right in front of like where people smoke? That's where they had the phone party. And
right,
when I tell you it was, honey, I thought that they were swimming. I didn't think they were walking. Girl, I'm not joking. Like this little girl goes up, then she's like dancing, and then she disappears for like a good 20 minutes, and then she comes out.
My word.
And I'm just like,
no.
Could you breathe?
Was
you under the foam?
She was, honey. She was swimming or something. Yeah. I don't know if she had her mouth busy or something. Something was going on.
Right.
Probably because by the time they get there, they already popped their eggs and took all the alcohol.
And I got videos. To prove it.
It's
my bitch said, and I got
receipts. Honey, I always got receipts, girl. Honey, I've learned too well.
Always
to
got
receipts. Honey, the screenshot, the power of the screenshot is the best thing.
What you
the
said, though?
The only thing I would never screenshot is Snapchat. Unless you block me, then I will screenshot and send it to people. Well, no, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't send it to anybody. I'd keep it just in case you need it in the future for our friends. You know?
I definitely. Oh, Anthony's fixing his mic. I was like, I hear an earthquake in my headphones.
Okay. I'm dead. Feeling an earthquake in my ears.
That's what I was hearing. Pitching this fan. So listen. So as you heard, Heaven performs her ass off here at the bar complex. Tell them your favorite number thus far.
Thus far, my favorite number has to be my.
Don't give them too much details.
My
gotta come
signature.
See it.
Right.
My pussycat doll mix. Like my pussycat doll number. Like, honey, I feel my whole pussycat.
You can never
fantasy.
Go wrong with the pussycat doll.
You can't. Girl. I performed, so like WAP, whenever it came out, like I performed it, but girl, that's old.
It is old.
Now it's up, and it's up, and it's that's what's in now.
And it's up, and it's
by
stuck.
Cardi B.
Listen, I love me some fucking Cardi B. I did watch the music video, though, and I'm like, okay, my bitch trying to dance, because, you know, that's starting to become a thing. Meg dances on her shit, and I think, you know, it's a little competition going there. Cardi, keep dancing, girl, because you were stiff as fuck in that video, but I have belief. In you, faith.
I believe you can dance.
She was. Did you see the music video,
no.
Anthony?
It was stunning. I mean, you could tell she had. Cause so, like, I've seen her like she posted a video, I think, on YouTube where she was explaining that she's not very good at dancing.
Yeah.
And if she needs to learn choreography, needs to have it a month before to practice it because she wants to make sure. So she said for the Up video, she practiced for like 2-3 months
she
before
looked good.
Shooting anything.
Yeah, she looked good. She just was slightly
stiff. Was stunning. But I could tell she was like a little bit.
She was just a little stiff. But if she keeps this shit up,
it looked like
she's
going to
be dancing flawlessly as she does. Right.
It looked like she went through the snowstorm outside and she tried to come back inside and warm up. She was just warming up.
Yeah.
So she was still like, kind of like, you know, like, tweaking a little bit. Cool. Yeah.
Love my bitch, but she going to keep this shit up and I ain't concerned about it. She there's this scene where she's this Rolls Royce header. Like, you know, the, what is it?
One hitter? It's like weed?
No, fuck.
Who smokes weed? Yes. Raise your hand. Oh, hand. I'm the only one.
I raised my hand. Anthony, did you raise yours?
I didn't, but I
he rose his third hand. Imaginary.
Yep.
It's for weed? It's a flag. It's
Anthony!
A flag.
A weed.
It's like this. It's like the pride and gay flag just waving back and forth with a whole baggie in its hand. Just
oh, yeah.
His dick better not be holding the flag. You said his third hand. I immediately thought of his dick.
His third leg. You better not be. I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Okay, third leg. Leg. What's the third hand?
He's a tripod. That's how I got the tail. You know, like, I'm very into. Okay, so something you guys may not know about the gay community. There's something called wolves and pups.
Mm-hmm. I know bears. That's about it.
Bears is big old man with who are furry.
I just love that in general. I just feel like people.
So I've been. Cool. So it's funny because I've been recently into bear or not into bears, into pups.
Okay.
Like, they wear, like, the doggy mask and, like, the little tails. And the bitch, that's cute, girl. Come
oh,
here.
They're
come
actually...
here. Come
they're
here, Toto.
Pups.
Come here.
Toto.
Lick mommy's pussy. Come here, Toto. Type of shit. Like,
okay,
bitch.
Okay.
But it's a man. Like, it's a man.
What's a wolf?
So a wolf is,
a
like,
grown-ass
what's up
the grown-ass puff that keeps, like, everybody, like, in check.
Yeah.
And, like,
okay.
In their
so
pack.
It's
so it's, like,
it's a
pack
wolf.
Thing. So, like,
yeah.
The wolf is, like,
okay,
the head.
Okay, okay.
And then they have pups. Which I'm telling, girl, the little puppy like head things and like the little
what the
bracelets and shit and the chains.
Is this
oh,
like
girl,
a fur
chains.
Party
ooh.
Or something?
Girl,
like
I don't know what it is, but they need to invite me. It's the ASAP, bitch.
What the hell? I feel like I'm a part of the community, but not really, because this bitch stay teaching me new shit every month. We link up, and I'm just like,
it's just shit. That
what's
you just,
happening now?
It's just trends.
This is my go-to.
Like the trends and stuff.
One day we have to have a conversation about why people hate bisexual women.
I don't know
bisexual
why.
People in general, but that's okay. That's a conversation for another day because I need a whole episode for that, and I need all of your expertise and opinions and thoughts of that shit like that. I ain't mad at y'all for not liking this, but
girl, I'm fucking dead.
What the fuck?
She said we have to talk about this. Just
we
not
gotta
now.
Talk about it. We gotta talk about it.
All right, y'all ready for story time number two?
Give me another story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you guys know what Grindr is, correct?
Of course.
Yes. And then we insert the noise that says, "Groom." Honey, when I tell you, when I'm in public, I open it up, and I hear, obviously, every time that I open it up, I get messages. Mm-hmm. Not trying to sound like a cunt or nothing, but I do.
That bitch is getting messages.
Cunt.
And I open it, and it goes, "Groom." And I put it as loud as I can before I even open it, so I can see whose ears goes, eh?
Huh?
Because if
nice.
You're in a room,
I got you.
And
okay.
It's quite like
okay.
Like I'd like to do it at doctor's offices. And girl, it's stunning.
Because
you want to know something?
So
honey, you want to know something? The receptionist window could be open and you can open it and just go, and all I hear is, all I see is this. Like, I just see people just look inside.
How do you
the
be
side.
Looking just like real slow? Just
so I'll sit there and I'll just like,
who
I'll Grindr? Open it and I'll just put it face down and then I just sit there and watch.
Okay.
And right across from me, there's this really hot guy. And he hears a groom. He goes. He starts feeling for himself and he grabs his phone. He's
yeah,
like,
that's you, bitch.
He looks at it and then he puts it back in his pocket and then he looks around. And I'm just like,
what is this?
And no. Someone
caught.
Is fruity.
Caught.
Yeah. You've been caught.
Should have did that on the spot.
Honey, if I would have had this I said, yo. So, sister, what you doing here, Joy? What's
hey,
the tea, sis? Are you femme? Are you mask for mask? Honey, I hate that shit. In the gay community we have. And I'm
mask?
So masculine.
Yeah, yeah. So but I didn't know you could say that as its own word.
Yeah, mask. Like
abbreviated word.
Yeah, mask.
Are you so mask?
In the gay community on Grindr, we have little labels, and I hate this, but it's a reality. They have
you don't
mask
want labels, and then we have
for
labels.
Mask, which is masculine. For masculine.
Right.
Femme, which is feminine.
Feminine.
Dom, which means dominant. So basically a top or top. Basically. And then sub, which is submissive, which is also bottom.
Bottom. Mm-hmm.
So we have those labels in our community, which I really don't like. I don't care for them, and I don't use them because I don't know. It's just, I don't like putting labels on stuff like that.
Yeah. It
makes sense.
I would date somebody who was feminine, who did wear makeup, who did drag, you know, and I would date somebody who's also muscular, skinny, whatever.
You just want the connection. You
know, yeah, like, who cares? At the end of the day, if you really think about it, science-y, we are basically just walking around brain and nervous stem. Mm-hmm. Everything else is bone and shells and
basically,
drag.
And we get drag. And we give all that shit meaning. That's what we do. So I feel like everywhere, nobody wants to be categorized. Yeah, that's what we
some people
do.
Yeah.
And that's what we always fall into.
Somebody said on my Facebook, "Fuck labels."
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I just want that connection, bitch. Like,
facts.
Girl, I got two more story times. The one that I'm gonna do my favorite one last, which has been very recent. My other recent has been guys treat trans women as sexual objects and fantasies. And then if they don't get that.
A whole fetish.
A whole motherfucking fetish. Like, and if they don't get what they want, they will block you. Honey, they will paint pictures like Picasso. Honey, like Da Vinci. Honey, they will make sculptures, too, of you. Honey, and when I tell you 20 minutes later, they have blocked you.
Yeah,
and it's always through Snapchat. When it says, pending. Bitch, that grinds my gears. You know what grinds my gears worse than getting left on red? Where it says fucking pending. Bitch, that pisses me off.
You've been blocked, bitch.
That means, bitch, you've been blocked. Or whenever it says open, but then instead of their name being on the little thing, it's their actual user. And you click on it, it says add friend. And you're like, this bitch.
Damn.
Block.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Honey, y'all have never been through that. Honey, that is a huge pet peeve of me. If you gonna talk to me, talk to me. If you not, just tell me, hey, I'm getting bored. Have a great day. Block me, bitch.
I've been blocked on Snapchat. Way back in the G when I used to use Snapchat. I think I was just talking to a guy casually through there. Yeah. And it was cute or whatever. Like, it was very consistent. Then one day.
Wow.
One day, I got a snap with a pregnant woman. And I was just like, just so you know, this is his girl. I'm pregnant with his child. But you can fuck him, have him anyways. I don't need this in my life. And
ma'am,
I was just like.
I would have said, ma'am. All he's done to me has been down my throat. He's been down your whole canal, girl. He's deposited some merchandise, ma'am, and there's no receipt for that. But
like,
have a blessed one, honey.
I was like, girl, listen, I don't know what he's telling you, but he's telling me something else.
Okay.
You can keep him because
I
do not want him currently.
I was recently in a situation like that where somebody reached out to me and was like, tell my boyfriend to get the fuck out of your inbox.
Who,
and I was like, who is you talking about? So then he sent me
who
the picture.
Who has a boyfriend?
Like, right. He sends me the picture and he's like, this is my boyfriend. I've seen the messages that you've messaged him. And I was like, oh, yeah, he blocked me because I didn't send him any nudes. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And he's like, but you need to tell me if he messaged you. And I was like, I ain't got to do shit, girl. First of all, tell your man to get out of my inbox, girl. I didn't even know. He told me he was single. He told me he lived alone.
Why do
he
bitches
told me
do
to,
that?
He told me to come over and sleep with him in your bed.
Get on your man. Like, don't be tell my man I'm home waiting for him. Like,
did you not tell? Can you tell him?
Honey, like, tell your
tell
man.
Tell him to return
I'm
my
waiting
kicks.
For him.
Hell no.
You tell him that I'm waiting for him.
Right. Honey, Mr. Steal Your Man type of shit. Girl, it was.
I hate
it caught
that
me
stuff.
Off guard.
I hate that stuff.
It really did because I'm just sitting
you
there
really
like,
don't know.
Fuck.
I mean, if you have bad intentions, I mean, you got bad intentions. But when the times where you actually are innocent.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, oh my God. How dare he and her. And then next thing I know, they posting on Snap. Like,
oh, that happened recently.
We back
tell me
together.
Why this guy.
Okay. He loves his baby.
So
he's posting. And I.
Girl, don't you just love that? So in the gay community.
Crazy.
I don't know if this happens a lot, but this has happened to me before. So I was talking to this guy once.
Uh-huh.
And me and him, the night before, We cuddled, this and that.
Right.
And the next morning, I go to the bar and...
Nothing good happens at the bar.
we went to lunch that next day, and I paid for lunch. I was, you know, I was trying to be nice.
That was nice of you.
You know. And
you got some mascara in your eye? I'm only asking because I know that life. No, fucking
no, like, I do right now.
You wear more than me. Shit.
Girl, I gotta redo that lash. So
that lash.
So, you know, the dude's up in my bed the night before. Mm-hmm. So the next morning, I'm out drinking with my friends. It was a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We called it Sunday Funday. But now, now Sunday for us is the devil's day. We don't go out drinking on Sundays because we always end up spending all of our money.
Oh, I see.
Girl, and that weekend, I got my shit stolen out of my car.
Yeah.
My money, all my tipping money, that was like almost $300 worth, just gone.
Not girl. The tipping money.
Yes, they took everything.
So, oh, no.
The dude shows up to the bar after he told me he wasn't going to go out because I invited him. And he said he wasn't going to go out.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, well, I'm going. He shows up and he goes and kisses somebody else and holds their hand and sits with them across from me.
Are
bitch.
You oh, that's serious? Weird.
Yes.
Bitch, I just spent money on your ass and this is how you.
Well, it's not even about the money. It's about the concept of like we were just talking. We were just cuddling
now.
The night before. Bitch,
just
and
now.
Talking about maybe talking serious. And
it's all
just
that
talking.
Shit. It's that is I spent money on you because clearly I'm expecting some type of something out of this, whether it's
right.
communication
right.
or not. You know what I'm saying? No, that's some bullshit. He didn't even try to hide it, huh?
No, not like oh, wow. not at all.
I hate bitches.
Girl.
That was so fucking rude. What did you do?
So
that's what I'm waiting for. What did your ass do?
So anyway.
So I did what every Christian woman would do. I blocked him off social media, girl.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I have no time for that bullshit. And then that following weekend, I came and performed, and he tried to tip me, and I just left. I
Stiff
just left him
tiff.
Standing there for the whole song. And then at the end of the song, he was still standing there. I grabbed his dollar, and I looked at it, and I threw it back.
That's what I was waiting for. This bitch was like, I blocked him. And I was like, okay, and?
What else
did your ass do?
Listen.
Okay, I'm going to be like that girl.
Continue.
I have TikTok. Okay. And
I was like, there's more. Let's go.
You knew it, too. You knew it.
Get your ass.
Girl,
the
like.
Bitch left him standing the whole song.
I needed the crowd to be like,
and it was
oh.
a 7-minute mix.
Oh, the whole song. The whole song. When you
the
say
whole
that.
Song.
Bitch.
And this girl came next, was standing next to him to tip me, and I grabbed her money, and I walked away. And I just left him. He was like, he was going to give it to me, and then he goes, just lowers it, like.
Because you know I don't want your funky-ass
like,
money.
Girl, it was
bitch.
Funny.
I hate being,
wow,
I hate standing ready to tip. I hate being left for like a few seconds. I'm like, because I'm just an anxious fucking puppy dog. Like,
right.
Come take my money. Come take my
right.
money.
Right. Some people are like that, but I like,
come here.
So I remember one night I was performing and I was doing my mix and I like to dance. Like,
yeah.
Like we have buckets and stuff on the corner. So they could have just like, but they wanted to like tip me hand to hand. And I was
yeah.
like, okay, that's
people
cool.
love
whatever.
Interaction.
And they were wearing their masks like they're supposed to.
Like you're supposed to.
And when I tell you that I had like the whole stage around, just like, there was people standing with money, and I'm just like, I'm trying to like catch up, and even after my number, I had to like get tips and stuff.
Right,
he was
right,
like,
right.
"Hold on, come back."
Right,
hey.
That's dope. That shit. Do you feel pressured sometimes when that happens because you're trying to actually do a dance number,
right,
but people want to interact with you?
I've
been noticing that too.
Yes,
sometimes
I do.
With some people.
Like I do feel pressured sometimes, but it's like a good kind of pressure. Like oh, they want to
patronize.
Like.
Yeah,
me,
and
know?
Surely they have common sense enough to know I'm dancing. Right
I am
now.
Doing
I'm
something.
I'm getting
right.
to this again. I promise.
Right. Especially if I'm grabbing their tip and I'm like, oh, hold on. And then
back
I
to
do
my
a
part.
Death drop right
Where's
in front
my part?
Of
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's kind of like, oh, shit. Like, okay. So I did that to somebody. So I grabbed their dollar and I squeezed
it. But it was time.
Was like, you know, and I was like feeling like I was electrocuted. And then I said, oh, boom, and dropped. And the girl goes, are you okay? And I was like,
bless
yes, bitch, I'm fine.
Bless it. I don't took her out the game.
I was living for
hey,
it,
that's
bro.
Funny.
It was so funny. And then I remember one time there was a girl, I took her tip, and she was just standing. Or no, I didn't take her tip yet. She was just standing there, and then I dropped it to the splits. And she dropped with me to the floor.
You going to take
and I was right. She's like, she dropped with me, and I was like, oh, okay.
You going?
But she didn't
I'm
drop it to
right
the splits,
here with
though.
You.
She
right.
dropped, like, onto her knees.
That's loyalty.
And I was like, oh.
I'm right here with you.
I was like, oh, okay, girl.
Yeah, that was a little too dedicated.
I tip you too.
Listen, no. You keep that dollar because you just dropped it to the knees. Thank you. Oh, my bitch out here period. Getting it made rain on her. Like, girl, this is a whole bukkake girl session. Dollar bills.
Yeah. I wish.
Listen, those videos are so gross to me. I just can't imagine what? My face.
In somebody's titties?
No, oh. Like the bukkake shit where they just is hella people just coming on you. Like,
oh, that's hot. Girl, that's kind of hot. Now, I don't know about them coming on me, but like in me, that's hot, girl. You know, oh, girl. Have you ever been curious about what goes on in college dorms? In college dorms, girl.
No, only because
like whenever they haze the boys, the 18-year-old boys.
No, I'd be feeling like I'm a witness if I know too much.
No, I'm talking about like, so they made porn based on this, where it's like a bunch of kids, like I don't know how old they are, and I feel like they're way underage.
Where'd you
and
watch
it,
this?
It's so disrespectful. It's collegehaze.com, where the boys get dicked down dicked just to be down. In a frat place. So, like, honey, it's like, when I was, because I don't, by the way, I don't have sex, girl, anymore. Like, I hate sex. Yes. It's nasty to me.
Like you
I
hate make giving love it, with people. Like,
I don't give throat. Nothing, honey. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. Don't mention it. The only two people that get to see it is me and God. Yeah, honey, no, ma'am.
Well, no, I meant so, like, throat. Like.
Oh. That throat. Is that what you mean, girl?
That's exactly what I
mean. Because, honey, that's a highway just open. Honey.
I was trying to find, like,
we call it
a lie in there. Bitch.
Cum Guzzler 3000.
My bitch has a pitcher of cum in the fridge.
A pitcher? Honey, I'm like a sperm bank. You spank it, we bank it. Type of shit. Honey, I'm talking.
I was on the rocks. I'm just
playing. Ew. Anthony. Like a slushy.
A pitcher, because, like, margaritas
listen,
and shit.
There are some restaurants out here where they do incorporate semen in their drinks and shit.
Bitch, where? So I can boycott them. That's nasty. Girl, that's nasty.
Whose is it?
I don't.
In
this
situation?
Was years ago when I read about it.
That's what I'm saying. Whose is it? Because it depends. Because I might go. It depends. Honey, if it's somebody,
maybe you come and bring it. You come and bring your own sample. You bring your own shit.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. That is
that's nasty.
Please incorporate this in her drink.
Make her do it.
Oh, I have 9 months pregnant in my throat right now. Just, what have you ever been scared of getting like semen stuck in your throat?
It can get stuck in your throat.
I don't know. Can it? Like if residue it does, of it. That's why you're. That's why whenever you suck dick and you swallow, like you have like a residue and it's like it burns the next morning. I think that's the like because it has to go through
what?
Your vocal cords.
Yeah.
So that's why you're like. Ah,
if cum is getting stuck
day.
In your throat. I blame them. Something's wrong with your semen, and you need to go get that checked out. Sample.
Honey, your kids is fighting in my throat.
They fighting
right.
in the throat?
Fighting, honey, they having a whole ballpark.
Break dancing, doing everything they don't need to be doing.
Right, girl.
Wrestling.
Honey, they horse playing.
Please get them out of here.
Honey, get them out to school bus and get them out. Honey, ring, bus. Ring. Who called?
Ghostbusters. Put a hose in my throat.
Honey, children busters.
My bitch is so dumb. I love it.
All right. Do you want to do twerk time and then we do second story?
Yeah. What fucking time is that?
It is
49. We got 10 minutes, actually. We have 10 minutes till twerk time. Anthony, how was your drive here?
It was cool.
Yeah. We was talking about Snapchat and I saw you was on Snapchat. Look at the full circle. Yeah. Now I feel like I need to pull up my Snapchat. What is the dirtiest thing you've done on Snapchat?
Oh.
Nothing.
No. Lies.
I don't use it for
lies.
I had
lies
Snapchat.
You tell.
I got and deleted it before it became nasty.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Why you fucking lying?
But I kind of believe
I'm
you.
I'm pretty sure you sent a nip slip.
Ooh,
or a little, like a little like. Like a hand.
Nipple.
Honey, I'm pretty sure he's done this.
I text those. I don't send it on Snapchat.
Like, he runs his hands across the top of his dick just to show the picture and puts a little timer to 3 seconds. So it gives him enough time to pretend that his two hands together make
Hope you
a
missed
dick.
It.
Oh. But actually, he's just covering the head with the palm of his first hand.
What the
Honey, I went too much into detail with that. That.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Like, yeah.
She could have just stuck with the tripod
Honey,
theory.
So, have you ever opened a Snap and it's just dick?
I have. And sometimes I feel violated.
I have
like,
a question
I didn't
now.
Ask for that.
What can you do with that picture?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing, exactly.
Return to sender? Bitch, what am I going to do with this? Honey, and you didn't even ask me. I feel raped. My eyes. I
my eyes have been violated.
Oh, my God. I'm no longer a virgin.
Can I get some alcohol to, like, wipe my eyes? Like, hold on. Just take them out.
The fish off of SpongeBob when they're, like, screaming, my eyes.
That's why. I'm like, my eyes! My eyes!
I gotta take my contacts out and honey, see
when
what I just
performing,
saw.
I scream like that. I'm like, my leg, my leg.
And then because that bitch goes and breaks it.
What? I actually almost broke my knee.
What? Oh,
no. Yes, I was out for a weekend. Yes, so I was the DJ for a weekend because I almost broke a knee. Girl, yes, I did. I couldn't walk.
Make
I woke
it
up
for the
next
other
morning.
Gig.
Honey, I felt like Popeye. Just. Like, girl,
they
I
gave
felt like
her
a
the other gig.
Honey.
It
was sad. I was sad and depressed.
I understand that.
Girl, you know how much weight I've gained?
From your knee?
No, from hormones, bitch.
Oh. Well, I'm thinking because you had to sit out the game for a second.
Honey, I had to put a brace and everything on my leg, girl.
That is not cute. How the fuck are you going to dance in that shit?
I didn't.
Bedazzle the brace.
Yeah, but
no. She said, bedazzle the brace. Disrespectful. No, I meant like, so I just sat in the back, girl, and just did the DJ and the music and everything.
That's fun, though. You got to be well-rounded. And if you want to be a manager or some shit, you got to do all
like my
those.
Next stop is bartending.
I was going to say, at some point, you got to get back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. My bitch about to run. I won't say this shit, but someone
Oh, no, I'm good. They can keep it. I'm good. I will just perform, girl. I'm good.
Someone shit about to get ran through. And it won't be her because she's supposedly celibate right now.
Babe. Well, they can run through me. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Honey, they can run through
she's
me worse than Taco Bell.
For business.
Honey, I'm like a temple open 24/7. Honey.
Listen, on that note.
Thank you for being a friend.
We about to tune in to Twerk Time a little bit early only because we are on a strict schedule. We got to watch my bitch do her draggy drag thing tonight. Yeah. So we got to be off this motherfucking stage by 8:30. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get Twerk Time started by DJ Samosa. And we will get right back with ya after this motherfucking music. Okay. After the motherfucking music. Okay, I'm cutting off the mic now. Oh, I can't do it yet. Okay.
Stolen car, I got the best that you had this far. Which no going hard, it's me. I'm a ride or die, and I don't need the key. I'm finna bounce it out and drop that ass and pop it like a shootout. I pull them panties down, he's smiling like they bought the food out. I hop up on their face and make my hips go like a luau. I showed you I'm a geek, and now I wanna see what you about. I ain't shy, but see why, cause I be in it. Hey, now don't be playing with a real like I won't step back and click back and hit the kill switch. Like it ain't problems in my life I gotta deal with. Like I won't take them out on you real quick. Hey, I ain't scared, I'ma pop that shit. I ain't shy, bust it wide, cause I've been that. Taming me, I love my niggas equally. F***ing 9 to 5 niggas with that superstar beat. The superstar star, now I got them far linked. I called a jet to get that nigga, I told him, call, don't send no text. And don't you tell him you with me when they be asking where you at. I can't read your mind, gotta say that shit. Should I take your love, should I take that? Got a whole lot of options, cause you know a girl's hopping. I'm a hot girl, so you know ain't shit can stop me. Girl, yeah, it is what it is, this is 5-star. She a big old freak, it's a must that I hit. It's a hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Know she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Know she got it lit. Hot.
Where the ladies at?
Act up, we can get snatched.
Where the ladies at?
Act up, we can get snatched.
Where the ladies at?
Act up, we can get snatched up.
Alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo para darle alegría y cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena. Hey Macarena.
Hey Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Hey, put the chopper on and turn him to a sprinter. Hey. Throw my tell him give me 1 minute. Hey Macarena. Hey Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Put the chopper on and turn him to a sprinter. Throw my tell him give me 1 minute. Hey Macarena. Ayy, my cutie and my cutie and my cutina. My stick, but my name ain't Harry Potter. Nope. She lick it up, make it disappear like Tata. Wow. She asked for some dollars, not a getting out of. Yeah. And I'm in this for my click. Why? I'ma throw 20 racks on the why? Three phones on my lap, ay, world on my back. She gon' be tapped in if a tap it. You look like someone that I used to know.
Used to.
Undefeated with the I'm invincible. Diamond said invisible. I ain't been a Jew. Want me to be miserable, but I can never miss a. Hey, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Put the chopper on and turn him to a sprinter. I'ma tell him, give me 1 minute. Hey, Macarena. Hey, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Put the chopper on and turn him to a sprinter.
Stop all that flagging shit, you just be on that active. Then no, I ain't with no cat defending, I ain't on no rapping. No lagging, bitch, you know it ain't no lagging, bitch. I checking the, you're like, hey, man, what's
I'm two flows up on you. I'm two flows up on you. Yeah, what all do you want from me? From me? Then I'm two threes. Fucking around with me, you see I'm hot. I'm 500 degrees. 500 degrees. That does not mean to me. Got two on me. Got two on me. Smack it when I freak in the bed, but innocent in public.
Wish you watch it.
She be hearing night, but still she love me.
Ay, water Fiji, hold his chin while he in the mirror, cause he know it's conceited. Possessive with that, he say, I can't never leave him. I bet I catch you looking at my and I mean it.
Turning up on sight, we on sprinters and flights. Pants down, chains on, I'ma leave on ice. Couple might have had it, but it's still grip tight. If you get into a bag, you the hot girl type. 400 degrees, I ain't juvenile. Deuce got her going wild. My child, clean it up, go get a towel. Shawty get to shaking when she cream cake battle. Telling me go deeper on my Reddit and her bladder.
I'm at the rim.
Mad talking out they throat.
Doing the most.
Got to foul me just in case he won't smoke.
Like
open your mouth, I'ma make you dry the boat. Best of both worlds, she the stallion, I'm the goat.
Big old bag.
What you doing with all that? Let me touch it.
Let me feel.
She say it's mine, so I smack it when I freak in the bed, but innocent in public.
Wish you watch it.
She be hearing night, but still she love me.
Ay, water Fiji, hold his chin while he in the mirror, cause he know it's conceited. Possessive with that, he say, I can't never leave him. I bet not catch you looking at my and I mean it. Ooh, you sexy, eat that, please let me. I ain't talking about no kiss when I say put it in my belly. I'ma bust it open, spread it for that bread like some jelly. I'm the type to pull your car so little, please don't bet me. Huh, I got, he got, we on trip though. Huh, hot the whip, so them don't bust my windows. Huh, good, good, he be begging me to get gone. Hey, when I get up, leave it wet like some so glow. Hey, I ain't fighting with these, cause I'm pretty too mad. Cause your baby daddy sucking on my ticket. I be running around his mansion with no panties like I'm Winnie. He don't dance, but this make him bop like he did it.
What you doing? What you doing?
Yeah, this one right here for all them girls with that booty me. Booty me, booty me, booty me, booty me.
Girl, shake that booty me. That booty me. Shake that booty me. That booty me. Girl, shake that booty me. That booty me. Shake that booty me. That booty me. Girl, shake that booty me. That booty me. Shake that booty me. That booty me. Girl, shake that booty me. That booty me, shake that booty me. That booty me, girl, shake that booty me. All up on me, soldier boy up in this thing, come and hang with me. On your ace, boom, cool, drink champagne with me. Take a bubble bath, come and switch lanes with me. On the number one stunner, let me see what you got. On the ball around town, let me see how you park. On your girl best friend, let me see how you hop. Put that thing in the air, then make it drop.
Girl, shake that booty me.
That booty me, shake that booty me. That booty me, girl, shake that booty me. That booty me, shake that booty me. That booty me, girl, shake that booty me. That booty me, shake that booty me. That booty me, girl, shake that booty me. That booty me, shake that booty me. That booty me, girl, B-double-O-T-Y-M-E. A-T, you know what that's been for. I got a car for our drills and we make a bakery. Soldier boy, boy, stain, boy, shout it out.
Tell the skinny hoe to point me where the thick hoe at. He want a flat booty, booty. I'm not with all that. I got chills for days and I got wheels for weeks. I bring out the fleet and it bring out the freaks. It's a block party, they done blocked off half the street. She's a big booty, doing everything cheeks. She's a walking bag of money, she's a masterpiece. So when she running game on you, she's an athlete. Hat trick, gave three hoe, three stacks a piece. And every time I get that, she get that bread from me.
Look, big ol' words, heavy, shake that sh- like jelly. Put me on your plate and serve that sh- up like spaghetti. Man, I make this sh- look easy, I ain't trying, I just be me. I ain't never met her, who I felt like I had to compete with. This the type of booty maker, drop his butt. Wait, this the type of ass when I get home, he washing dishes. He wanna ride on the horse, he need to give me the keys to a porch. I told him, until you finish your dinner, how can I let you leave off of the porch? Well, let me buddy your corn on the car, we give each other more n- in the bar. He like to put a little oil on my ass before we record, so I feel like a star. Rolling like
like I'm Tina. The Aquafina. Make this booty giggle like you Martin and I'm Gina. Put me in designer, let me meet your mama, if you got another, don't put me in no drama.
Tell the skinny hoe to point me where the thick hoe at. He want a flat booty, I'm not with all that.
Look, mama needs some meal money, Prada bag and heel money. See my ex, he still love me. You and this gon' kill for me. All my chains got diamonds in it, my accounts got commas in it. Daddy, you fine as hell. I hope your wallet got commas in it. I'm up, she mad. I'm first, she last. Rub who, take what. Click clack, ski mask. I'm a boss in a skirt. I'm a dog, I'm a flirt. Write a verse while I twerk. I wear off white at church. Probably make the preacher sweat. Read the Bible Jesus with. Say that she gon' try me. How come I ain't seen it yet? Give it to him so good that his eyes roll back. Shorty said it's all hers while thighs don't match.
Rubber fire, baby shake that pumpkin pie. Twin sister side by side, shake it side by side. Twin sister side by side, shake it side by side. Columbine, rubber fire, baby shake that pumpkin pie. Twin sister side by side, shake it side by side. Twin sister side by side, shake it side by side. Twin sister side by side. Oh, baby, what you mean? Shake that big 4T. If you want some cash, big keys. Gon' shake your like the twerk T. Yeah, she gon' shake it like a rando. Yeah, to the wall, to the window. Put that up.
Ooh, it's like a little bit sad. The Amira Show.
It's all love.
What the hell? And we are back. I hope y'all enjoyed To Work Time by DJ Samosa. Like I said, it was the old school. That was back to my
shit was delightful.
My second mix, which was last mix. Yeah.
Cake mix.
For some reason, the third mix that I...
I'm hungry now.
You should make a list called a cake mix.
The cake mix. Are we talking about cake as in like caking?
It's both.
Bitches are caking or eating cake or eating ass.
Like grocery cakes.
And then shaking ass too. It's all
shaking.
Oh, okay, it's
so everything yeah, cake.
Girl, I just want to get like 3,000 cc's of fucking silicone in each ass cheek, just to make it sound like the wave when I clap my ass to somebody. Girl, every time I twerk, a new Chinese country pops up. Girl,
listen, I'm not doing with
keep
this.
Keep going, keep going.
All right, y'all. Heaven has one more story left.
I have one more beautiful story for the people out there. Of
I'm
the podcast
kind of fucking nervous.
In life.
Be nervous. Just
you're
let
right.
It happen.
Anthony got us some bourbon, so I need to sip a little bit more. We have somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she said you should be very surgy. Okay, so story time.
Story time.
We all know what Grindr is.
What's Grindr? Yeah. What?
The thing that goes in public and all playing. Gay men go.
What's that?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Is that
they
me?
Look like, what was that? Like, you know how on Discovery Channel they have the little rats that they come out and they look all the way?
Oh, like
the meerkats?
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Quick, come back out. And they're in posses, though.
Shut
they,
up.
They ride around right. In posses. All right, so.
Little posses. All right.
I met up with this guy. All right. First time I moved here to Lexington.
Oh, my God, I'm ready.
And he was beautiful. He was 6'3". Muscles.
Ooh.
Big old schlong, girl. Like
schlong.
It walked, honey, he would take it out and it'd go.
Like a
honey.
Drop something.
I feel like you got a
right,
you
dropped something, sir.
You had a few schlongs
hey,
like
Nicole,
that.
Can you get another two reserve signs, one for that one right there too? Cause they'll sit right there and sit.
Hey.
Right there. All right. I love you, girl.
We reserve.
Look at that ass.
Bow,
ass,
bow,
ass,
bow,
ass,
bow.
Ass, ass.
And she know it.
It's all padding, girl. Just kidding.
Hey, no. Don't
let her come over here.
Don't
I have to draw the couch cushion for my ass.
Oh shit! Like, a couch.
Honey, I had to rob. I had to rob a couch twice.
I have hips.
Wait. I do. I got the whole sectional from Ashley Furniture's, girl.
Bitch.
The one that you move, and it's like a transformer.
You making payments on that?
I am. $5 least, a week.
Oh, no.
With my little tips.
Honey, tell me why. Tell me why my side pads are skin colored, but my actual like insert butt pads are green.
Oh, all right.
You ratchet bitch.
I have really good body now, but before I was flapjacks. Honey, now I have waffles.
I got waffles, man.
Yeah,
from Waffle House.
My ass is full of craters and hoes.
Those is the best asses.
But I need to like shave it down a little bit, make it smooth,
Dwally. Smoother.
Okay, well, back to the story. So we meet, we have sex, you know.
Yeah.
He wants to date, this and that. I'm like, okay, cool, let's start talking.
We go straight to wanting to date?
Yeah.
My bitch put it down.
He's been wanting to get to know me for a while. So, okay. Since I lived in Louisville. So we start hanging out, this and that. He comes over, we have sex a lot.
Yeah.
But one night he comes over, and we're just cuddling, this and that. We were cuddling for like an hour, 2 hours. Like, we were watching a movie.
All right.
And he gets a phone call, and it sounds like a little girl on the other end.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, do you have a daughter? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Do you have to go pick her up? I mean, go. You can go. I won't mind. Like, don't think. Like, I'm not your priority. Put your kids as a priority.
Don't get your child.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but he's single. He's a single person, he said. Cool. And I was like, so you're a single dad? And he said, yeah.
All right.
He said that he looks at me. He says, oh, it's okay. She's in the car.
That just made it 82 times worse. Like,
I look at him and I ask him, I'm like, what do you mean she's in the car? He's like, oh, like my 6-year-old is in the car.
In a play car somewhere
else. And I'm like, hold on.
Go ahead.
She's in the car right now, currently parked outside of my house. As we were just cuddling here for like 2 hours.
Like forever. Yeah.
He looks at me and says, yes. And I was
like, serious. Hey, bro,
I have no words.
Is that what she was doing?
I don't even know how to respond. I looked at him and I said,
I didn't know how to respond just now. I'm fucking embarrassed.
I looked at him and I said,
she's in the car.
Get the fuck out.
I think you should go now.
I think it's
I haven't talked to him since then.
That's legit.
Like, how are you going to leave your daughter?
If he did it that time,
and I just found out, imagine how many times before that we've hung out, he's left his daughter in the middle of the night,
probably here.
In the middle of the street, in the car, in the back seat.
Or something.
Where do you meet these fuckwads?
Grindr, girl. I told you, girl.
Yeah, that's what
he left his 6-year-old daughter in the car. What if she calling to check on, like, check in, like, hey.
What if she, like, knew?
Daddy,
she
you
like,
good?
How's it going?
Yeah. Right. What if she knew? She was
had a conversation.
How's it going? Did
they
you
had
score
a conversation
yet?
Before?
Shut up, Carly. I'm trying to.
Shut up, Carly.
Why Carly, though? Why
I don't know. Carly just came.
It just popped. Sorry, I couldn't even tell you where it came from, neither.
Carly,
that was
I'll
it.
Call you back.
I'm fucking dead.
Stop.
Oh, you're, hold on. Favorite line he would have ever said to a fucking 6-year-old. Stop, Carly. You're cock blocking.
Fucking.
Carly, you're cock blocking.
I cannot believe that.
He left Carly in the car for 2 hours. Probably would have been on for more
Inception.
Hours. So
it was
two mind fucks in one.
Yeah.
Inception
so
and then
only,
a 6-year-old in the car.
Honey, not only was my mind fucked because of this movie, this man next to me tells me he has a 6-year-old daughter in the car.
That's like, another mind fuck.
He was cool
said
with
it,
it
like she was going to join or something. I was so disgusting. Like, I was disgusted by it.
There's
I
literally cum all over these couches. I have nowhere for her to sit. I don't know what to tell you.
Correction. I use baby wipes. And second of all, I just got a new couch and it's leather, so nothing sticks.
Nothing sticks.
Unless
those
you
are
let
the
it
best.
Dry.
Casting couches, which I have one, they're good. You just wipe them off.
You just wipe them off with a little bit of alcohol.
You wipe them off so Carly can come in and sit down and we pretend we have done
Carly's
nothing
not
for these past
in.
2 hours.
Carly's not coming in.
Carly can't come in. I'm sorry, Carly.
Honey, no. How was I supposed to tell her that her daddy was not just
listen,
down my
listen, white people
10
don't even
ago.
Leave their dogs she in the car, for real. Like, if they do, it's a Walmart trip and they come right back.
Let me tell you something. I told
this
that man to get the hell out of my house.
Get
I looked at
house.
Him and I said, I think you should go now.
I'm embarrassed.
He's like, but why? And I was like,
it didn't register just.
You have a 6-year-old
everything
in your
that just happened.
Car while we're sitting in here laying in the warm. While she's outside.
They didn't register, so I'm just...
He said, but
I said,
why?
Cha-ching, I'm out. Have a great one.
Get the fuck out of my house
he
and go get Carly.
Me. He has texted me several times since then, and I have ignored it.
Absolutely.
Text your daughter.
Text your daughter.
What'd you say? She said,
go text,
text
Carly.
Your daughter.
Text your daughter.
Text Carly.
Go check on her, because she's probably in another car
anything
somewhere.
Anything you'll say, just deflect it to her for somehow.
Hey, want to go out tonight? Go out with
that
Carly.
Go with
girl,
Carly.
That's disrespectful.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, bitch, I got catfish too.
And catfish. Did this all happen in the same week?
Of course you got.
Yes, it did.
Another mind fuck.
The next day after Carly was in the car.
All right, good.
I love how we just named her Carly. This 6-year-old girl from the car.
It's
Carly.
Fitting.
I was pissed. Like, why would a father do that?
Because he ain't no father.
Well.
He a dad. No.
So I met
he's a father. He ain't no daddy. There we
right.
go.
There the male babysitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I met this guy. We met out in public.
Uh-huh.
And he sent me pictures that were a little bit like, I was like, these seem old. These seem like with an Android
most likely.
Before iPhones came out type.
Right.
You know that correct. Look, too. That's the
he
thing.
He sent me like a hosh long 12-inch. Bitch had a 6-inch. Honey, talk about Subway downright just getting
numbers,
you wrong.
You can sue someone.
Honey, he sent me a foot. I told him I wanted
foot
a foot long.
And 6 inches?
He gave me a 6-inch, honey.
That's grounds for legal action.
Yeah, that's what
honey,
you pay for,
that is grounds for a good old lawsuit, bro.
That's funny.
Honey, defamation of character.
Defamation of fucking character.
Wait, what?
What's the one when they mess with your emotions? Emotional distress.
Emotional that. Distress. Yeah, I've been emotionally it. Distressed. He told me he had a 12-inch, and he gave me a 6-inch. I felt short.
Did he give you a coupon? Like
no, not a coupon.
A Groupon. Honey, you know how many? Honey, I was just on a trip to Fort Lauderdale,
coupon,
and tell me why I went on there just to see what jet skis were on Groupon because they said $100-some, and I found it for $80. And I said, "Bitch, I'm getting it."
You get them jet skis.
Oh my god.
Oh, girl, it was funny.
Listen, I'm thinking, since we're talking about suing motherfuckers for catfishes, right. I actually feel like I could have done that once. So I was in Atlanta. I think you know about the story, Anthony. I was in Atlanta and met this guy on whatever site I was
know.
Using and shit.
Oh, he said, I remember.
In the picture.
That's real stupid, though.
In the picture, he was, like, doing a handstand, back was all chiseled. I was like, nice. Cousin dropped me off to him, and he was like fancy schmancy. I don't remember. And what's the place? What's a B?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know.
But did he rent an Airbnb?
I hope not.
No, we was in his house. It was nice. Like, he was a Harvard grad, and he travels some type of consultant,
yeah.
whatever the fuck. Showed up. He's shorter than me. I'm like, okay.
So
he was short.
He also got the belly going on. I'm like, okay, what happened?
Oh, this was
okay.
High school.
And then we
honey,
get...
I have the same figure as high school. I kept my figure. Why couldn't he?
Right. You're, yeah, at least you're right. being honest and truthful right. with your life. You know what I'm saying? So we go in his apartment, and my cousin already is like, he's gay because he's drinking wine. Because I was running late, and he sent a picture of him in his wine glass. I'm like, whatever. You can't do that. Like, you don't know. We get in there, and he's like, I got to show you my favorite video, and it's a gay prank hotline. And, you know, it was... funny or whatever. I didn't think much of it.
Right.
We did eventually have sex. That was the first time I ever was with someone who was not circumcised. And I tell you, when you're done sucking the dick, like, and maybe I just didn't know what I was doing. He also didn't help me, but when I was done sucking the dick, the skin was still in my mouth. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. You're not
pull it back.
Is that what I'm supposed to do? I was supposed to pull it back?
Because yeah.
I did not. I slurped all that shit and that was weird. Still had skin in my mouth. And then when he came, we had like sex. He came in the condom, took the condom off, held it in the air, and was like, I see myself drinking this one day. And I was like,
yeah, I totally remember that shit.
I text my cousin on the side, like, Mayday.
Honey,
retrieve the package
honey,
now.
SOS. Girl, that lash was not staying on.
Listen, that lash heard your
off,
last
though.
Stories and was like,
why the lash
bitch,
bail?
Bullshit,
that's,
we're done here.
Bullshit.
Girl, my lash said, abandon ship.
Mayday.
Mayday.
As soon as he held that kind of in the air, I was already
honey,
like, what's going
hanging,
on?
She was hanging on by
air,
one. Man.
Hanging by a thread.
That's about to say,
bitch.
You
he said, I see myself drinking this one day. And I'm like, I'm
that's
not mad
nasty.
At you, but this could have been
mean,
in that profile.
So when I was younger, whenever like I started like ejaculating and stuff like that, like the first time I ever like, drink like I've ate my own like just to see what it tastes
just to
like.
See what
it's nasty.
How did it yeah, that shit.
Girl,
one of my friends said they love it.
Like I only swallow if I'm in a like in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like
got you.
Come all over in my mouth. I will. I don't know about choking, girl, but
smoker's cough.
Oh no.
How you doing?
I have a friend who I love her to death. She said she loves the taste of cum. It kind of tastes like mayonnaise. And I was like, hmm.
So you need to tell me next time that I don't have any mayonnaise. I can just ask a guy to come on a sandwich, and that's perfect.
Listen.
Honey, if a guy ever comes on me and it looks like mayonnaise, I'm going to be worried because that's nasty.
Why
does
it look like that?
Why is it?
I'm going to point at it like,
what's that?
What's wrong with this?
Like,
it don't even like, you know how it starts to melt and spread? It just,
y'all want to hear a really cute kink?
Let me hear.
I love when a man can come a lot. Like, if it's a lot of cum, yes, a lot. Like, if it's a lot, bitch, that turns me on, because that means I just drained you and you're gonna be good for the next 24 hours.
Listen.
I like making guys come more than once, though.
That is a that's great feeling.
It's a big turn on. I'm just like, yeah.
Bitch is killing it. Yes.
Okay.
Give me all of it.
Yes.
Listen, we're wrapping the fuck up. Fucking shit.
Yes. It's already 8:20, girl. I gotta go put this lash on and put
a
body.
You gotta
put the lash on. So with that being said, Heaven, plug yourself really quick so you can get the fuck up through.
It is the Cuban Barbie on social media. You can find me, the Cuban Barbie, on Instagram. On Facebook, it is Heaven Hernandez. And I think I still have a page on Facebook, but it's the Latin Barbie Heaven instead of Cuban Barbie.
Oh, well, she's going to make that change soon, and she'll let you know on Heaven Hernandez's page.
I have to change my Twitter.
Page.
Yeah, I have to change my Twitter, too.
You have a lot of changing
to do.
Tweeter.
I don't Tweeter.
Tweeter's
I like the drama that goes on Tweeter.
I like the porn that's on Tweeter.
Oh, yes, girl. I just signed up for a couple porn pages, and honey, they give me life.
Listen,
honey,
like,
when I wake up in the morning, I'm just like, let me open this. Let me see what's going on.
Just scrolling through.
And that's Boomer Banks. Oh, that's nice.
Gotta, like, do a headstand.
Oh, what am I looking at? Like, I didn't know he could do that.
What the fuck?
If I did that, I'd probably end up in the ER.
ER stat. Anthony, plug yourself. Where can people find you?
Earth.
I know you deleted everything,
though. I'm about to say, I'm on Earth.
I'm on Earth.
You on Earth?
Anthony's a
He's a holy spirit.
He deleted all his social media. All he has is Snapchat.
Don't add his Snap. Actually, add his Snap and send him unsolicited dick pics.
Send him pictures that's going to make him sue you. And
or
sue
cringe.
You for emotional.
Ooh, cringe-worthy. Cringe-worthy.
Yes. So plug your Snap.
Like, people eating cereal, like SMR, just like...
Like,
with
I would
pork.
Love, right, so bitch. I live for that
is,
shit.
I
live for
SMRs.
Honey, I love.
Why.
So my favorite person to see is B Loves because she eats seafood I've and she's it. Like, and I'm like, oh,
I guess
it's her. Ooh, it just turned party for me, girl.
I watched one with fucking dog.
Plug your Snapchat, sir. It's the only thing you can plug.
It's
you can't even plug the toaster.
A
what?
It's my name.
A-N-T-B-O-W.
That's it.
A-T-B-O-W.
My bitch is not
Bow
drunk,
Wow.
But she's drunk on life.
Off life. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm still kind of high.
Off life.
Days ago.
Life and other things.
Lord, thank y'all so much for tuning in. You can find me at The One Amira Show, because it's the only one that matters. One more time for the table in front of us. At The One Amira Show. She's in her phone because she's looking it up right now to follow.
She probably is. She is ignoring us. Honey,
that's
we have
one
person just looking at us. And she is stunning.
Shit.
Her hair is beautiful. Her body is
she
rocking.
Got that. She hears
she
hears
is single.
All that.
She is 26 years old. She is
Ooh.
A single mom of
two
beautiful daughters.
Ooh, a whole MILF. She's like
26 years
out.
Old, but she doesn't taste a day over 15.
Oh, what?
No, we want to be. Anyway,
no, you
want to
look 26,
you know,
but don't
hey,
taste a day.
That
means you're a virgin, girl.
That's what delete that.
Oh, yeah, we're not trying to end up on a list. She tastes like a 21-year-old. There we go.
There we go. That's kind of gross,
she's
too.
Yes, and she's honey. She has body.
Oddy.
Visit www.theamirashow.com for more content and Twerk time. And with that being said, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning
before
in to our
you,
show.
Before we go,
yes.
Every weekend at the Bar Complex, we have shows Thursday,
That's
Fridays, and Saturdays.
Plug
Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, we have shows at 9 p.m., open stage on Thursdays. Anyone is welcome to come. We will accept the first 5 performers. Please bring 4 numbers ready and ready to jiggy and wiggy and get with it.
Jiggy,
on
wiggy,
Fridays
get
and Saturdays,
it.
Our show starts at 9 p.m. sharp with our beautiful hostess and MC, Natalia Nocojo Jolie, with performances from the
that's
dancing diva Billy Blaze,
yes,
me Heaven, and
yes.
the Venezuelan doll Adriana PT Cruiser
yeah.
Fuentes.
Right. You got a whole smorgasbord of bad
but
bitches.
Also, I forgot to say, Fridays we have bingo at 6 p.m.
Somebody
with the beautiful Natalia Nocojo Lee. I sometimes host and help
that
her.
That bitch hosts it?
Yes.
Oh.
We have great prizes too.
She
we have
to
candy.
Crying,
we have things for your house that you may need. Because, bitch, I know I needed a pizza cutter in the shape of a bicycle.
What
and I won
on?
It, and I was so happy.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for plugging that. If you are in Lexington listening, make sure you come and support Bar Complex.
Amen.
And come here tonight,
I
bitches.
Will.
Yes.
I will.
Thank you. Nice
show
to see you here.
9 p.m.
So, with that being said, thank you for tuning in to Liquid Obsession. God. Y'all have a good night. Everyone say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait, if...
Anthony, no!